Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, July 21st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
California farmers leverage solar to change their fortunes. Farmers in California's Central Valley are facing challenges with drought, rising costs, and limited water. To survive, many are now turning to solar power. Solar industry players like Solar Bank Corp are helping farmers make the switch to solar energy, offering a sustainable solution to their farming needs. By leveraging solar power, farmers are not only reducing their carbon footprint, but also lowering their energy costs, ultimately changing their fortunes for the better.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, targets copper market entry with El Domo project in Ecuador. Silvercorp Metals Inc. is targeting the copper market entry with its El Domo project in Ecuador. Copper prices surged 17% last week following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of potential 50% tariffs on the metal. The global copper market is projected to reach $253.82 billion by 2029, driven by the increasing demand for electric vehicles, renewable energy, and infrastructure investment. Silvercorp's El Domo project is set for production by late 2026, supported by strong cash flow from its silver operations in China. With expectations of a significant rise in copper demand, Silvercorp Metals is strategically growing and diversifying its portfolio in the critical time for the copper market.
UGI resuming system upgrades in areas around Lancaster General Hospital. UGI Utilities, Inc. is resuming a natural gas main replacement project in Lancaster City, including the area around Penn Medicine Lancaster General Hospital. The project aims to provide safe and reliable service, offering homes and businesses along the route the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Construction will take place Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., impacting travel on streets like North Duke Street and East Frederick Street. Road closures, detours, and traffic delays are expected. Some interruptions to natural gas service may occur, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving to follow. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@uge.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers in the area.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.